Podmoth. Should I start the episode before before I talk about my personal torture that happens 3 days a week?
Sure.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Future is Bright? I am Lindsay.
I am Bridget.
And this... Oh, I already said that. This is The Future is Bright.
The Future is Bright? Question mark.
Yeah. I also don't think I ever congratulated my sister and her fiancé on their engagement.
We said it briefly last episode. We were like, congrats, and then
But they are from Buffalo Chicken Slice, the podcast. Mm-hmm. Did you listen to the episode where they...
I did. I listened to every episode. So. Yeah.
We're your biggest fans.
You're welcome.
he has an episode out where they go in depth and explain the process of all of it. So nobody's allowed to ask about it because they already explained it.
It makes sense. Yeah. You just, send them a link.
It's a brilliant idea. But, so, yeah, I don't know why I wanted to congratulate them because I felt like I didn't. Also, I ordered them a present on Etsy. Did I tell you that? I ordered them 3 different things. One of them was a candle that said it's about fucking time. The other thing was... A shirt. My sister knew about this one. It said fiance, so Beyonce, but fiance. And the other thing, it didn't come in yet, but I'm hoping that by the time this goes out, it's out. It's a poster, and it has the Google Maps image of where they got engaged, in a heart. And says Aaron and Nicole engaged this date and the location.
That's really cute.
Although I ordered it when they first got engaged, which was beginning of November.
And it's still not here.
Maybe
it'll come for Christmas.
It's coming from England, so that's what, hoping it is. But, yeah. Also, my personal torture, I guess I could talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I work at a one of my clients is an outdoor furniture store. I think I can say that. That's,
big enough.
Yeah.
Clients for what?
Right.
Where?
Right.
Yeah, okay. You're good.
But they go, deep crazy for Christmas, and you already know that this personal torture is existing. There is one, it's not an ornament, it's a really cool decoration. It's a TV, an old-timey TV, and on the inside of the TV is a little boy ice skating, it's cool.
Kind of like a snow globe.
Right, kind of like a snow globe, but a TV. But it fucking plays Jingle Bells and, an old-timey version of Jingle Bells 24/7. Right next to my office door, and it is my own torture.
Is it just looped, or is it a motion thing?
No, it's looped. So it's it doesn't stop. And everyone else has a radio to mask the sound, but I don't hear the radio. So the only thing I hear is that. It is so annoying. And I can't say anything because what are they gonna do? Shut off the freaking thing? So it's really a torture.
Knock it over one day on accident.
That thing in itself is probably $400.
Fuck it.
So I will
they're a
not
big company. They
that.
Can figure
no,
it out.
There's no way I would be doing that. Because I do not want to pay $400. It's a cool ornament. Not ornament. It's a cool decoration. And if I had a big ass house, I would do it. But no. Yeah, I can't do that to myself.
Yeah, because when you first told me, I was is it motion sensor? Because my grandma has this... reindeer and it plays this Jingle Bells when you walk past it, and we always take the batteries out of it because it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, no, this is 24/7.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah.
It's
at least you'll be if you need to play Jingle Bells at any point in your life, you should be really good at it.
Right, exactly. I'll know exactly the right words, but it's also not. It's the. What am I trying to say? They don't say words.
It's just instrumental.
Yeah, instrumental. Yeah. That's the word I was thinking of.
Yeah.
So it's even worse, because it's just, the instruments.
At that point, it's just, you should be just make up your own song lyrics.
Right.
Every time it comes
God,
around.
It's so annoying. I hate it. But that's... Why did I start talking about my own personal torture?
You're talking about work.
Right. Okay. Well, then that makes sense because I'm tortured by it every day in my life. You know, it's fine.
Whatever. Just work things.
Yeah. You know, that's all that's new in my life. So...
I definitely don't have anything new.
All right. Well, then hop into your case, girl.
Hello. Hello! Welcome to BSP Believer Skeptic Podcast.
The commercial where two idiots debate weird phenomena.
I'm Chris, I'm the believer.
I'm Cody, I'm the skeptic.
We are an LGBTQ paranormal comedy podcast.
And proud members of the Podmoth Network.
So, did you know there's a creature in Japan called a kappa that tries to suck a bejeweled life force out of your anus?
What? I did not, and I'm not even going to try debunking that. Instead, I volunteer as tribute.
Okay, so if you like your podcast a little spooky, a little mysterious, a lot gay, do we have the show for you?
Just listen and subscribe to BSP Believer Skeptic Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And for more content, search BSPodPHX on social media or visit BSPodPHX.com.
Bye!
Okay.
I'm, oh, also, this new admin that Bridget's mom put down here, I might fall asleep. It is really comfy.
It's nice, right?
It is very nice.
We should start doing this upstairs.
True, we should, but then everyone can hear us. And it gives your dad more of an opportunity to walk in.
My dad, it would not give him an opportunity to walk in. He would just be there.
Right, yeah.
We'd have to buy him a microphone for Christmas.
Right, which is fine. He could join it, but he's a busy man. He won't be able to make it for every episode.
Yeah, and, like, we can't have him spotty like that.
Right.
He was already on one.
Right. And he wants to come back for another, but he's just gotta do it, you know?
He's gotta do his own fucking research. I'm sick of doing the research for him.
We can't do that for you. Sorry.
Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, not sorry.
Do your own research.
God.
Okay. Well, no. I'm gonna start
is
now.
Is this one a sad one?
This one is a debatable one.
Oh.
So we can have a conversation after the fact about it.
So we don't know who actually did it?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
So it's technically it's not unsolved, but...
It's kind of.
You'll see.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get into it.
All right.
Okay, so I'm gonna jump in.
All right.
So, it's kind of like an older case, but, like, whatever.
Okay.
So, on May 20th, 1947.
Older! Wow. Here I am, like, she's thinking, like, 2000.
No. Old. Not, like, 1800s, but
Sorry, hold on.
Yesterday.
Look at this fucking picture I just saw on Facebook.
Oh, no.
You will die. Oh, my God. Look how fucking cute.
Stop.
Okay, sorry.
Old people and cats are just such a vibe.
It is an old man with the cutest cat I've ever seen in my whole life. So, continue. 1940s.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, can you? I can't. I cannot even. Look at him.
Stop, he's so happy.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's why I don't go on Facebook when we record.
And now we know.
Okay.
Okay. So, May 20th.
Okay.
1947. In Seven Falls, Ontario. So also
a Canada case.
Yeah. A local boathouse owner was looking at a cottage that had burned down a few hours before he'd been looking at it.
Oh.
He was curious about the house since the fire department had just been there and left because the house was pretty much burned to the ground.
Yeah.
Except for like a stone like fireplace that was there. So he was walking along the shoreline and came across much worse than just a burnt-down cottage. He found the body of a woman lying face down in a few inches of water dressed in a nightgown.
Oh, wow.
This was the body of 22-year-old Christina Kettlewell.
Okay.
So who's
Chris? I kind of like that name,
Kettlewell. It's like a very, like, smooth last name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Who is Christina?
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Preach. So, she was born in 1925 in Toronto, Canada.
Okay.
And her parents immigrated to Canada from Poland.
Okay.
And her entire family were Roman Catholics.
Okay.
That doesn't really matter that much.
Okay. Well, some Catholic people are very religious, so that
Like, it kind of matters, but, like...
Especially back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's not, like, a ton of, like, background information on her, but it was known that she was working at a bank at the time of her murder.
Okay.
Again, doesn't really matter.
Right.
So she was in a relationship with a man named John Ray Kettlewell, who everyone called Jack. And they were together for about 3 years. And Christina's parents didn't approve of this because Jack wasn't Roman Catholic.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So Jack had a best friend, and his name was Ronald.
Oh, cool. And, I love Ronald.
Yeah, just hold that thought.
Okay.
Your Ronald, yes. This Ronald, maybe not so much.
We only love him sometimes, so it's okay.
So he came to Canada from Italy.
Okay.
And he was a professional ballroom dancer. And at the time, he had been unemployed for a while, so he kind of just became, like, the third wheel to, like, Jack and Christina's relationship.
Right, okay.
So, on May 12th, 1947, Christina just, like, disappeared from her house for, like, a little bit.
Interesting.
And was eventually found by her sister. Why did she disappear, you ask?
Right.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
Because she and Jack had decided to elope.
Oh.
So they just went and got married.
Interesting. Okay.
So, family, totally not okay with it at all.
Well, okay, that
because
makes sense.
They didn't receive the blessing of Christina's family, obviously.
Right.
Hence the eloping situation.
Right.
And Ronald was the one that was the witness to their marriage, because you have to have a witness when you get married. So.
Okay.
So it was Ronald.
Nice.
Which I also, just a side note, every article called him Ronnie, but I didn't want to do that.
Thank you so much.
Because it would freak me out.
What's funny, I was just thinking in my head, I don't like, I can't, like, call him Ronald because,
yeah.
I, like, his mom calls him that. I'm like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like, typing it out. I was like, I have to stop doing this. So I just didn't.
My boyfriend's name is Ronnie, in case anyone's wondering.
Yeah.
In case nobody
I think
that.
They know who Ronnie and Jimmy are by now. But yeah, I didn't like it. So
yeah, no, okay. I appreciate that. Thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome.
Because does he end up being a killer? Or we'll learn about it? Okay.
Possibly.
Okay. Right. So I gladly accept that you did not refer to a possible killer as
Ronnie.
Ronnie. Thank you.
Thank
Love
you.
That.
You're welcome. Anyway, so Christina's sister was also, like, worried about the relationship
mm-hmm.
because the two had spent, like, an excessive amount of time together, which, like...
Okay. I feel like that's in every
like,
relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also spent a lot of time with Ronald as well.
Okay.
But, like, if he was their best friend.
Right, that's just what you do.
So, her sister said that she wouldn't have been surprised if Ronald was in love with Christina.
Ah, okay.
So, her sister also noted that Christina seemed to have been, like, drugged in the days leading up to the wedding. And not, like, she was drugged, like, she was on drugs.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Type thing.
Okay.
And she was, like, definitely, like, on something
mm-hmm.
the day of the wedding.
Okay.
But, and she, like, just kind of, like, according to her sister,
mm-hmm.
just, like, accepted the wedding, but wasn't, like... Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Which, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I saw this, like, two places, but, like, it's also not confirmed. Because, like,
okay.
they are the ones that, like,
right.
went away to
right.
get a loop. So there's no reason to, like, think one or the other.
Right, right, right.
So, nevertheless, the couple did get married. And, like I said, Ronald was the person that witnessed the marriage. Which, like, cool. That's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, weird thing is that Ronald went on the couple's honeymoon with them.
What?
Yeah.
That is a little weird.
Right. So, like, I was thinking at this point, like, maybe, like, there's, like, a throuple
right.
situation
well
happening,
yeah.
and it's just, like, the two of them got married,
right.
and he's just, like, now, like,
right.
chilling out on the side, but, like, also,
right.
like, in it.
Right.
But, like, who
you
knows?
Don't know. Mm-hmm.
So, on May 17th, the three of them went to Ronald's cottage in Seven Falls,
okay.
and they got there via boat because it was very remote and, like, on the water, so it was basically, like, two plots of land and water, like, in the middle, basically.
Okay.
Apparently, it was reported by Jack and Ronald, so, like, this all comes from, like, the two of them.
Their point of view, yeah.
So, because they were the only ones there,
right.
obviously.
Mm-hmm.
That Christina was acting very strange when they got there. She was acting all dazed and confused, and she would just, me, first of all, she would just burst out into random fits of crying.
Literally me on a daily basis.
Every day. Ronald said that she even came to him questioning, like, if Jack even loved her.
Also me on a daily basis.
We are, Christina.
I feel you.
So, on May 20th, Mm-hmm. Ronald went to, like, the shore to, like, chill out and get a tan because he's got that good Italian skin.
I love that. Okay.
And left Christina and Jack by themselves in the cottage.
How nice of him to let them have alone time.
Yeah, while on their honeymoon. Yeah.
Right.
About an hour or so later, Ronald noticed smoke in the direction of the cottage.
Oh, shit.
He ran back to the cottage to find it completely on fire.
Oh, wow.
He ran inside the house and tried to find Jack and Christina, but was only able to find a very disoriented Jack. And, like, this all comes from Jack and Ronnie, we don't know. Jack had a huge cut on his forehead and was, like, bleeding, like, pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So Ronald grabbed Jack, took him out of the house, but couldn't find Christina anywhere. And he couldn't continue to look because, like, the house was on fire.
Burned down, yeah.
So the two of them left because cell phones to call 911 didn't exist.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
And they drove to the hospital and then contacted the police about the house.
Okay. They drove Jack to the hospital for his forehead.
Yeah, because Jack was bleeding.
Okay. I was like, wait, why the hospital?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So the fire department did go to the house, but the house was, like, basically burnt to the ground by the time, they got there.
Yeah.
So they didn't do much, but they tried to put out as much as they could once they got there, and then they just left, because this was 1947, and we don't stay. So when Jack was at the hospital, he apparently had no memory of what had happened, and he had cocaine in his system.
Oh, nice.
A lot of it.
Oh.
So, at this point, the boathouse owner had found Christina's body.
Right.
Face down in inches of water, only about 150 feet away from the cabin.
Oh.
And this man got into contact with the police, and she was pronounced dead at the scene.
Obviously, yeah.
So, obviously, an investigation into her death was started, and everyone that had entered the property was being interviewed, which means that the firefighters were also interviewed. Oh. And one man said that it was weird that that's where they happened to find the body, because he had to pass that spot where she was to get water from the river for the fire, and didn't see her there.
Oh, fuck.
So, and, like, she was, like, found, like, basically, like, out in the open, like, on the shoreline.
Right,
so, like, he would have saw her. Like, there wasn't anywhere for her to, like, and it was only 100 feet away from where the cabin was. So, he was, like, that's a weird place because, like, I definitely passed there and she wasn't there. So
she crawled out alive?
I don't know. So, basically, there was an autopsy done on Christina, and it showed no signs of, like, burns or assault or anything.
What?
Yeah, so she did have cocaine in her system, just like Jack.
Right.
And her cause of death was ruled a drowning.
What?
Yeah. But she was only in, like, I mean, you can drown in inches of water, granted.
Right.
But there was no burns or, like, smoke inhalation or anything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Jack and Ronald were both investigated, and for some reason, they became, like, celebrities in the public eye.
What? Oh,
yeah, the whole thing got, like, so much, like, media coverage.
Were they attractive men?
Not to me.
What's the thing?
It's
Jack and Ronald who?
You can look up, Jack Kettlewell, and they'll both come up.
Oh, here we go, Ronnie Barra. Oh, okay, yeah, no, they're not. Wow, that guy looks like my grandpa. Doesn't it? A little? Oh, they're like Italian, typical Italian men.
Yeah, like, they're not, like, anything to write home about.
Update, he does not look like my grandpa. Alright, continue. Sorry.
So on June 19th, there was an inquest, which I had to look up what that meant.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a judicial inquiry to gather facts about a case. So basically, like everybody comes together in a courtroom and is like, this is what happened.
Oh, okay.
To see if there was foul play involved. And this was done at a courthouse, and it was a pretty big spectacle. So much so that people were asking Jack and Ronald for autographs.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess maybe things don't really happen that often in Canada.
Yeah, and also I guess they were like, they were seen as, like, victims because their house burned down.
Right, that's true.
So, like,
that is true.
And it's like, oh, poor Jack, like, his wife died. So, basically, the inquest was not able to come up with, like, a for sure answer on whether or not foul play was involved, meaning that the case, like, as a murder case was not pursued because there was no evidence that there was foul play.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Right. So, but this whole thing did bring up interesting things about the relationship between Jack, Christina, and Ronald.
Okay.
One thing that was brought up was the fact that some people said Christina was upset because of a, quote, unnatural relationship between Ronald and Jack.
Oh, shit.
AKA, okay. Like, they were
right. Right.
Jack did actually admit that that was a thing that happened.
Oh, crap.
But then retracted his statement and said that he was coerced into saying that.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, I call bullshit.
Right.
But,
right.
So her death was ruled as a suicide.
Oh.
And everybody just kind of moved on.
Sorry. You know what I just remembered right now? That there's a ghost down here.
Not down here.
Where is it?
My parents heard. Well, I'll tell that story after.
Yeah, sorry.
But
I heard the noises upstairs, which was obviously your dog.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, fuck.
There's a ghost.
Sorry, continue.
I'll have to tell that story. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Her death was ruled as a suicide, and everybody kind of just, like, moved on.
Moved on. Okay, which is terrible for her.
Yeah, so there are two theories that are held about.
Okay, I was curious, because I have no idea.
What the fuck happened. Yeah. So, theory number one.
Okay.
The first thing is that Christina, like, is thought to have some sort of, like, mental illness that was taking over her life, and she actually killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, tried to either take Jack with her.
Okay.
AKA, like, setting the house on fire and trying to get him killed and, like, the cut on his forehead.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or, like, she just wanted to, like, literally burn bridges before she killed herself and burnt the house down.
Never thought about that. Okay.
Right. Because Jack could have just, like, tripped, fell, and hit his head. And
right, yeah.
That was it.
There's
no, like...
And he doesn't say how it happened.
Well, he doesn't have any memory of it, allegedly.
Okay.
So they did, they didn't, like, pull, like, the suicide thing really out of nowhere, even though it kind of seemed like it.
Mm-hmm.
There were suicide notes found after the fact when they were investigating her death, that were written, like, previous to this. Like, times that she probably thought about it before.
Right, okay.
One of those notes was written, like, 5 weeks before her death, and it was written to Ronald, which I also found really weird. That two of these were written to Ronald, not to Jack or anything.
Yeah.
She talked about how she wanted to poison herself so that she didn't have to bear the thought of Jack being with another woman.
Oh, woman.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like, okay.
Right.
Jack allegedly had, like, no idea about any of these.
Oh, God.
Allegedly.
Right.
So another note was found, and it was basically, like, it basically said, like, I want to kill myself, but also Jack.
Right.
Like, that whole thing. And, it kind of had the vibe of, like, if I can't have him, nobody can.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which, like, maybe, like, this is where, like, the mental health thing comes into play, because, like, they were together, and, like, there was really nobody else, but, like, what if Ronald was, like, the other person, it wasn't, like, a woman that she was worried about, like, what if it was a guy?
Okay, yeah.
So, another note was found, and it was addressed to Miss Thomas, who was Christina's former landlady.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And was written one day before Christina had been found dead.
Oh, no.
And it basically said, like, it basically said, like, Ronnie's, like, out on the boat, and, like, when he gets back, like, everything will be done.
Oh,
type,
shit.
Like, thing.
Right, like.
And the only reason why I said Ronnie is because she said Ronnie.
Right.
Just saying.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
So, like, it kind of, like, had, like, a weird vibe to it, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, Ronald told Jack about this, and only Jack, but the strange part about this, and the suspicious part, in my opinion, is that none of the letters that Christina allegedly wrote were damaged in the fire.
What do you mean?
So it was like this whole place burnt down, and the letters were with her, but they weren't damaged in the fire.
What? So she never was even really in the fire, is what I'm thinking.
That or, like, did they write them after the fact?
That's true. That could be. Yeah.
because, you know, right. I don't know. But, like, right. a handwriting expert did say that they were written in Christina's handwriting. But, like, it's just weird. Like, shit. Most of the shit was, like, ruined in the fire. So, like, of right. all things, the paper right. wasn't. Like, right. that makes just no seems, sense. Like, sketchy to me.
Yeah, very sketchy.
Another odd thing about this is that newspapers reported that Christina may have been in the house during the fire because Ronald himself said that she was there in statements to the police before he made his official statement.
Okay.
So, he basically said that he went into the house and saw Jack bleeding from his head and Christina was in a state of shock or speechlessness. So he decided to take Jack outside, but then went back into the house and couldn't find Christina.
What?
Which, in my opinion, makes no sense, because right. why wouldn't you just take both of them
right.
out?
Right, at the same time.
Like, just lead them both. Right. It's not like you found one of them, like, right. on the ground.
Right, on the floor.
Like,
right.
This was, like, so he said this one time and is completely different from any other account that Ronald wrote down and told the police when he gave official statements.
Okay.
So, the story, like, was basically, like, told and then just, like, never spoken right. about again. Okay. So, it's like, did it happen?
Right.
Did it not happen?
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
So, the second theory is that there was foul play involved, and it was by Jack and Ronald.
Hmm.
So, right before the couple's wedding, this is, like, really sketchy stuff. So, okay. right before the couple's wedding, Ronald arranged for 2 life insurance policies.
I don't know why I never thought about this.
to be taken out on the 2 of them. So, there was this special clause written into the life insurance policies
mm-hmm.
that said that if either of them died by accident, then the beneficiary would get twice the sum of both of them.
Oh, shit. That's a good clause.
So, right?
Yeah.
And, like, died on accident. Yeah. Suicide. Like, hello. On. So, the weird part is that usually when you get a life insurance policy, the husband takes one out on the right. wife, the wife right. one takes right. one out right. on the husband. However, and then you would list, like, a second person in right. case, like, both of them
right.
died.
Right, right.
However, they had Ronald written as the first beneficiary for both of them.
That is weird.
Right?
Yeah.
So the life insurance policy was for $500 each, so $1,000 total.
Okay.
Which means that if they would have died, if, like, one of them would have died in an accident, it would have been $1,000 for one of them. Because it's twice the sum of
right,
two.
Right, 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 right.
Math.
Right, yeah. Well, that was easy math for you. Math yeah. for you.
He's my noggin. But that was a lot of money for the 40s.
Right, yeah.
Like, $1,000.
I know, as soon as you said it, I was like, wait, what do you, like, that's not a lot, but now, like.
Yeah. So another interesting thing is that Ronald had a $5,000 insurance policy taken out on the house.
Oh.
On the cottage.
Huh.
And that was basically, like, if anything happens, you get $5,000 for damages.
Right.
And the house was, like, randomly burnt down.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
So, on top of that, Jack was named the beneficiary to the house.
Oh.
So,
He would have gotten
the $5,000 if wow. something would have okay. happened. So, on top of all that, the inquest that they had revealed right. that Jack had given away his, Jack was, I don't know if I said this before. I don't know if I had it written down, actually. I didn't, but Jack was a vet.
Okay.
From one of the wars. Don't ask me which one, because okay, well, I'm really bad at dates.
Don't worry, I won't ask you which
what would,
one,
like, so. What would, 1947, what war would have happened?
You are asking the wrong bitch.
Yeah, I'm asking myself the wrong question. I don't know anything about yeah. that. World War, would it have been one of the world wars?
Probably.
Definitely not one.
I don't
Vietnam,
know.
When was that?
Yeah, okay.
Can you look it up?
Yeah.
I'm really bad at history. Maybe not yeah. World War.
No, definitely not Vietnam.
When was that?
1955.
Oh, so then World War II.
Yeah.
Hold on. When did that happen?
1939 to 1945.
Oh, I fucking killed that. Yeah. It was World War II. Okay.
Well, first of all, you said Vietnam first.
I said so. World War II first.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I just didn't. And that wasn't that far off, Vietnam.
It wasn't, nah.
It happened
years.
A couple years.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, Jack had given. So, inquest happened, it revealed that Jack had given his war gratuity payments to Ronald. And had removed his family, like, his actual family, off of his will.
Why? Were they, like, in love?
I think so.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So, another interesting thing. A lot of interesting things.
This case is interesting.
That Christina's wedding ring was never found. So, it wasn't on her finger, and it wasn't in the house.
Right.
And the ring, okay, so, like, the ring worth was estimated to be, like, a very, like, large range. So, it was either, it was anywhere from worth $1,000 to
$13,000. Oh, shit, and back then, that's a shit ton of money.
So, it would have been, like, more, like, we would have known how much it was worth if it was found, but it was never found, that was the point.
Right.
So, the price range is debatable, but if, the point is that it was worth something.
Right, right.
$1,000 was still a lot of money.
A lot, yeah.
So, we're up to, like, would have gotten $1,000 for Christina dying, $5,000 for the house, and at least $1,000 for the ring. So we're up to $7,000 that the two of these.
Let me look up how much $7,000 would be in.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Would $7,000 be in? Oh, what year is this?
1947. So the 1940s.
Okay. So $7,000 in 1947 is equivalent to the purchasing power of about $86,821 today.
That's a lot of fucking money, bro.
Which is fucking insane.
That's a lot of money.
That is insane. Wow. Okay.
So, her wedding ring was never found.
Right.
Which is weird because, like, if you're gonna go kill yourself, why would you take off your wedding ring?
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is all leading towards not killed herself, but also, like, I could see it as she tried to kill him, and then, like,
and he ended killed up, her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, last thing is about, like, this theory, is that right after Christina's body was discovered, I said this before, but while talking to Jack, he basically flat out said that him and Ronald were in a relationship, but then retracted his statement. But there's no evidence to support it either way, because, like, how are you gonna get evidence about that?
Right, you can't.
What are you gonna do?
Unless it's from both of them saying something.
But it was suggested that there was, like, a love triangle happening, or, like, just, like, one side, like, the A-B side of the love triangle, and Christina was the C, and, like, we had to, like, you know,
see her way out of it.
Boom! Killed it. Nailed it. I was, like, trying to do a Pythagorean theorem thing, and it wasn't working out, so I'm glad you came in with that.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared?
You fucking nailed it.
There we go. I remember that Pythagorean song. Theorem.
The song?
Isn't there a song?
No, that's the quadratic equation.
Y equals MX plus B.
Nope, that's slope.
Oh.
It's,
X equals negative B.
X equals negative B plus or minus the square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A.
That's crazy that I could remember that. Do I know what B is? Do I know what A is? Absolutely not, but
I just took calculus last semester and I couldn't tell you what it is. Clue. So.
But there we go. Okay.
Whoever taught us that in high school? No.
I know who it is. Mr.
Islander from,
what's his name? I loved him.
Gorenstein.
No.
That's my homie. I love that guy.
It's kind of bad because he wrote my college recommendation letter.
Drucker.
No. Oh, yeah, I loved him.
Loved Mr. Drucker.
Loved Mr. Drucker, but it wasn't him.
I don't know any other male.
No way I would remember it right now, but
I don't know any other male.
He was a nice guy.
I love
Mr. Drucker. I used to take double period of math because I was bad at math.
He is the one that, Mr. Drucker, you remember when in senior year when I got sent to the dean because I skipped a class? He's the one that fucking did that.
Oh my god.
And I went up to him and I was like, did you really do that? And he was like, it was for your own good. And I was like, fuck you, bro.
That is so funny.
He was like, just come to my class. It's the last month of school.
That is funny.
Like,
yeah,
I don't want to come to your goddamn
Bridget
calculus
did turn
class.
Into a fucking rebel her senior year.
We skipped gym.
Did we? Don't say that.
That was it.
Did I skip gym?
Yes. Remember, it was the first class that you ever skipped, and you were like, you maybe skipped my first class.
Oh, yeah.
You skipped gym.
Where did we go?
Probably the green and white shop.
Or, like, fucking Dunkin', something like that. That's funny. Okay, well, finish your story now that we're going off the deep end again.
Okay. So, love triangle situation, or the Pythagorean theorem.
Right, that's how we got off track. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, after all, so that's it for the theory. So okay. It's either one of those two were thought or to have happened.
Different. Okay.
Yeah. So after this all happened, about 3 years later, like after everything mm-hmm. was settled, Jack married another woman and had children, and he never talked about Christina ever again.
Oh, and he was never arrested.
No.
Oh, shit.
It was ruled a suicide.
Oh, God.
And his kids fucked up. His kids found out that all of this happened because they read about it in a library, like, years later.
That's shocking.
Yeah. So he just never talked about it, like, ever.
Wow.
Yeah. And then, even more shocking.
Okay.
Ronald moved to New York City in 1956 and was never heard from again.
What? Dropped
off the face of the planet.
What the fuck?
Know nothing about him.
What?
Yep.
And what's his name knows, and nobody knows where he is?
Nope, nothing. Well, I mean, he's dead by now, probably. Is his name Jack? Jack, yeah. Jack. If he did know where he was, he never talked about it.
What?
Yep.
That is weird.
Yeah.
That is very strange.
Yeah. My thing is that I want to think that she killed herself because, like, she found out that, like, Ronnie and Jack were in, like, this relationship or whatever. But my thing is if her death was drowning, you can't drown yourself.
Right. I think that she could have either, like, tried to kill him because she found out about it, but then either caught herself on fire or, like, just, like, tried to run away and ran into this, like, the water and couldn't swim or something. Because I can't say for sure that he did it, because
I can't say for sure either, but also, I didn't think of this till just now, and I don't know why. This could have literally just been that, like, both of them were fucking hopped up on cocaine.
Right. Well, and that's true.
Accidentally set the house on fire.
Right.
He probably fell, and she probably, like, stumbled the way, like, out and, like, passed out in the water and drowned.
Which is probably more of...
Which, like, at that point, it's completely accidental. It wasn't a suicide.
Right.
Or anything. It was just an accident. Which, actually, I didn't think about that until just now, and that's actually... pretty plausible.
It is, depending on how much cocaine was found in their system.
Yeah, it didn't say exactly how much. Like, it just said, like, enough.
Enough. Right, well, that they could pick it up, so. Yeah. I don't know, that is weird. I don't know, that's an interesting one.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I liked that one.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, sometimes I know for sure, like, oh, he did it, or, like, but you can't really say for sure.
It's, like, pretty, like, vague.
Like, right, like, maybe it was an accident. The cocaine story does sound very plausible.
Yeah, and, like, maybe, like...
were they hopped up on cocaine and Ronald wasn't?
Well, we don't know if he was. That's
true.
He could have been.
That is true. They just... didn't get his tested.
Yeah. And also, like, it's maybe it was just, like, a coincidence that, like, all this money was taken out on.
Right.
Yeah, because they did just get married, so, like, if they're taking life insurance policies out, that's...
which makes sense.
...the time to do it.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Well, do you now want to tell us about the ghost in your house?
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So, two short little things, and then I promise.
We're done. We're going to bed after this. Right? Oh, yeah.
It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm going to sleep after this.
So, the other day... okay, so we record in my basement.
Yes.
There's, like, a doorway to get into my basement. There's no door. It's just a doorway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's big fish tank on the side of it. There's with a tiny giant table. Fish. Yes. Sorry. There's a tiny table that sits next to it. On the other side of the doorway, there's a desk that I use.
Right.
So I was walking downstairs to walking through the doorway, going to put something on my desk, which is on the opposite side of the doorway from the small little table.
Yes.
There's always a marker that sits on the small little table.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know where that marker is, actually, currently. I put it back on the table. Don't know where it is. Just noticed that. Anyway.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. I haven't been down here since that happened, either. My mom has, though, so she may have moved it.
Did she sage the house?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
So, I was putting something on my desk, facing away from the table, nowhere near the small table. The Sharpie that's sitting on the table hit the back of my leg.
Yeah. Where on the back of your leg, though? Like, how far up? So, pretty far up.
Yeah,
not like it could just roll off.
No, it didn't roll off because it didn't hit, like, the bottom of my foot. It hit, like, behind my knee.
Like, towards your calf.
Yeah, like, right, like, almost, like, behind my knee.
What the fuck?
So, and plus, like, the Sharpie, like, I bend the, like, the little tabs that are on Sharpies or pens or anything. I always bend them because I have problems. Mm-hmm. So the Sharpie was, like, the tab was bent, and I know for sure it was bent. I could probably find the marker somewhere.
Right.
If the ghost doesn't have it.
Yeah.
And, which makes it not be able to roll on a desk.
Right.
So how did it hit the back of my ankle? Right. Or the back of my leg.
Right. Yeah.
That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two.
Yeah.
The weird part.
Also, if you are the ghost listening right now, we mean no harm.
No, I'm just explaining what you've been doing.
Yeah, we love you. Just continue.
I'm not sleeping here tonight either. I'm actually going to Jimmy's. Oh, so I can say this and not worry right now.
Okay.
So, the other day, I was at work. My brother had left for... No, my brother didn't leave for school. Okay. He was not home.
Oh, no.
No. He had went to Key Food, where he used to work, to visit his friends.
Right.
My mom and dad had just got home from a wake.
Oh, that's sad.
So she also could have just brought something home from the funeral home, but whatever. So my dad was, like, my kitchen is, like, kind of, like, everything set up in an L. So it's, like, the fridge and then, like, counter space and then the L turns and there's the sink.
Right.
So my dad was at the sink and my mom opened the refrigerator and my mom said that she heard a little girl say, hello. And my mom, like, kind of stopped. And my dad stopped, but my dad didn't say anything. And my mom turned around to my dad and said, did you just hear that? And my dad goes, mm-hmm. And my dad is not the type of person to believe in, like, ghosts and stuff. Like, he's very, like, skeptical.
Right.
So, my dad was like, I thought Bridget, I mean, me, walked through the door and said hello. That's how, like, prevalent the hello was.
Right.
And, like, he was like, I really thought that she was, like, that she said hello.
Right.
And my mom was like, Bridget's not home. So then my dad and my mom were like, oh, okay.
That is weird.
And my mom immediately called me and told me this. And then my dad told my brother while we were all standing in the kitchen. And even my brother was like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Because for it to come from my dad is like...
Right. You don't
like, my mom, that. Like, okay, my mom hears shit all the time, so do I. But, like I said, to hear, like, the fact that they both heard it at the same time, in the same spot, and my dad heard it, was, like, made me
enough
just, like...
Enough to admit it, that he heard it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the funny thing was, is that, so, the guy that used to live in this house before my parents bought it died in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Old man.
Right.
Whatever. He had kids. So my brother was like, oh, maybe one of the kids died and the last happy memory that they had was in the house.
Don't tell me that they actually died.
No, we don't know. So, but they were boys. My brother, I was like, well, didn't you just say they were boys? And my dad was like, yeah, but like a little boy could sound like a little girl.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, that's true. And then my mom goes, but it was a little girl. My dad goes, yeah, no, it was for sure a little girl, not a boy.
Oh, my God.
And my brother started laughing. And now we've just been calling it the ghost that lives in the fridge.
Oh, because it's in the
fridge. Because my mom opened the fridge door.
Okay, well, then it's not down here.
Heard it.
But I heard that noise, and I was like, I had forgotten that you told me the story, and I actually said that I was never coming back here again.
Here
I am. But that's because I have a memory the size of a fucking pea, and I forgot. But I heard the noise, and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, she's gonna fuck with me.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom also said that it could just be, like, my mom and my dad actually both said, I used to have an imaginary friend, and, like, we believe highly in this household that imaginary friends are... ghosts that kids make friends with.
Right, yeah.
Which I think is, like, the cutest thing, like, to think about.
Yeah.
But...
I wonder if I had any imaginary friends.
I used to have... Brittany.
Oh.
I used to have... So, we've been calling it the ghost that lives in the fridge, or Brittany, because my mom thinks, like, maybe, like, Brittany, like, came back and is, like, bored because I don't play with her anymore.
God damn.
Yeah.
You're telling me that Brittany didn't age?
Probably not. I would assume not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for Brittany.
Yeah. I fully believe, though, that imaginary friends are ghosts, because me and my cousin, whenever we went to my grandma's house...
Tell me the story once. Go ahead.
Yeah, whenever we went to my grandma's house, there was an imaginary friend that we both had. Yeah, that was at that was at my grandma's house, so...
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Did I have an imaginary friend?
I don't know. You gotta ask your mom.
I should. I should call her right now and put her on speaker.
You should.
Let me see.
Do
Let
it.
Me see if she... What time is it? Ah, she'll still be awake. She should be.
Hola.
Hi, Mom. You're going to be on the podcast. I have a question.
I'm going to be on the podcast?
You're on speaker right now.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Did I ever have an imaginary friend?
Yes, you did.
What was their name? Do you know?
I want to say Jennifer, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Bridget believes that those are actually ghosts that we made friends with.
I believe so too.
See? Interesting. All right. Well, I don't remember my childhood, so that's why I had to call
you. You should talk about that in therapy.
Bridget said I should talk about that in therapy.
Of the three of you, you had the you told your imaginary friend the most.
That makes sense.
It helped get you through life.
There we go. All right. Well, I'll be home soon.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Well, we're bringing up Jennifer in the next session.
So when I was younger...
Listen, okay, we need to talk about Jennifer real quick.
I don't remember her at all. No, I have no recollection of Jennifer. Hmm. Interesting. Okay.
But yeah, so there's a ghost. I mean, yeah. We knew that, but...
Yeah, we knew there was a ghost, but I don't know why this one freaked me out.
Yeah.
The whole, like, throwing thing.
Really, I don't know if it was more... I don't know. Like, I don't think it's, like... Because, like, I haven't found anything weird.
Right,
like,
no.
So I don't think it's, like, a mean or thing.
No.
So I think it was just probably, like, hey, like...
Even her throwing the pen could have been, like, hey, let's play.
Yeah. Like... And then, like, just saying hello, like, isn't threatening.
Right.
It's just, like,
right.
Hey.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm here.
I agree. Well, let us... I can't believe we're still recording right now.
Yeah.
Well, let us know what you guys think. Do you believe that your imaginary friends when you were little are ghosts?
Two things. Do you believe that they're ghosts, and what do you think of the murder that we just talked about?
Yeah, that's true.
Which theory do you
believe? I'm actually going to make a little question thing on Instagram right now, because I am genuinely curious. The podcast right now. So let us know what you guys think.
Yeah.
And we will catch you guys next time. Oh, wait, no. Follow us on Instagram.
I was literally just about to freak out.
Sorry.
FIB Podcast.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Future is Bright Podcast.
Send us a Gmail.
futuresbrightpod@gmail.com.
And leave us a review.
Please and thank you.
Oh, did you just send me one?
Yeah.
Okay. and I will see you guys next time.
Bye.